It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey, and we're going to continue talking about travel for the rest of the hour today, but we turn our attention to one of the other forms of major transportation, and that is rail. Historically, the state of Illinois has been a hub for American rail traffic, both passenger and freight. Passenger rail is not as dominant as it was a few generations ago, but it is experiencing something of a comeback. According to the DePaul University Chaddock School, or I should say Chaddock Institute of Metropolitan Development, the Chicago Hub Amtrak service is outperforming many other U.S. regions in ridership growth. Meanwhile, there are many projects underway across the state to bring or improve passenger rail service to downstate communities, including Carbondale, the Quad Cities, Peoria, and Rockford. Some of those projects, though, are making more progress than others. Joining us now to talk about the state of rail transportation across Illinois is Bob Johnston, correspondent for Trains Magazine. Bob, welcome back to the 21st Show.
Thank you, Brian. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. And listeners, you can join us as well at 800-222-9455. Do you travel by train in Illinois? Maybe the Lincoln service or the Saluki or one of the other lines that goes through our state? Let us know what your experience has been like. 800-222-9455 is the number. What improvements would you like to see to rail service in Illinois? What would make it so you would be more likely to take the train to Chicago or St. Louis, for example, than to drive? 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. All right, Bob, you work for Trains Magazine, so I'm going to ask you to make the case, given the conversation that we just had on the program. Why should someone consider traveling by train over plane or car?
Well, first of all, the corridor system around Illinois is fairly well developed. I think that we could always use more round trips, more frequency. But I think that they've done a very good job over the years, mainly through federal investment matched by state funds to increase the frequencies. I think the biggest improvement occurred around 2006 when they added a second round trip to various corridors, Chicago to Quincy. Chicago-St. Louis got two round trips additional. And plus there are the long distance trains which go to the west and to southern Illinois. I just came back last week on the city of New Orleans from New Orleans, did a round trip. I've actually done two round trips in the last 2 months on the city of New Orleans because of a new service that I'm doing a reporting on down in Mississippi between New Orleans and Mobile, Alabama, where they have just started passenger rail for the first time since 2005. So I think that there are a lot of advantages because you don't need, for one thing, anybody who's going to Chicago has to find parking if they're going to drive. And certainly air service doesn't really make sense between many of the cities that are served by the Amtrak network in Illinois. And I think the biggest challenge is really has been surmounted by the advent of rideshare services, which is that last mile issue. I think many stops in Illinois now have Uber and Lyft service, and it's very convenient. I think the other issue that people really forget about, the train only goes 79 miles an hour or whatever. Actually, there are a couple of higher speed routes. The Chicago-St. Louis route, the speeds are up to 100 and 110 on certain segments. But remember that people are on their cell phones a lot these days, and they can be productive on the train. You can't really do that when you're driving. So I think those are some of the reasons why that as long as the train goes near where you want to go, I think that it is a excellent alternative.
Let me ask you about that City of New Orleans trip. Is that an overnight? When did it leave? When did it arrive? And what was the, you know, was it a reasonably on time for what you expected?
Well, the train coming north last week was not on time. And this is the one of the problems that you do have is that it wasn't Amtrak's fault. But we left New Orleans, we got to Jackson, Mississippi, and the conductor just heard from Amtrak operations that there was a explosion at a chemical plant at the next stop, and the whole town was being evacuated. So we waited for about 7 hours at Jackson, and
Oh my
then
gosh. So that's
advanced.
a one-off act of God kind of
But
thing.
it is
Yeah.
one off,
Yeah.
but that train is usually very is on time. And incidentally, that whole incident I have recently written about on trains.com. So if anybody is interested to see what happened there, it's City of New Orleans. Just Google that and you can find the story.
Yeah, well, setting that aside, though, I think that is one of the complaints you do hear is that the train travel can be unreliable. You know, I know we have, in Central Illinois and Springfield, for example, if you want to go to Chicago, you do not book the Texas Eagle because that one can accumulate significant delays. Whereas the Lincoln Service trains tend to run much more on time. This is an
Right, but
ongoing issue, though, right? Because of the friction between the freight and the passenger rail lines.
right, and some routes are more prone to delays than others. But in general, it's really not. It hasn't been that bad. I mean, they have, and again, that's we were talking about. You were talking about infrastructure improvements that they have made great strides in that, and that's one of the things that has increased reliability. The city of New Orleans, by the way, does a huge business between Champaign and Chicago in both directions. You leave Chicago at like 8 o'clock at night and you get into New Orleans about 3 o'clock the next afternoon. But the morning train into Chicago gets in at around 8:30 normally, and it's always sold out or close to that. Between Champaign and Chicago, because it's a very popular morning train to get into Chicago with.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah, well, I will say my late father was a longtime railroad man, worked for the Illinois Central before he went over to Metra, and he said that there would always be heck to pay, those are not the words he would use, if any of the freight guys, which is where he worked, did anything to delay the city of New Orleans. So I guess the times have changed a little bit though, right?
Yes, well, that's right. I mean, and because the railroads are now the hosts, and they are the ones that control the dispatching.
All right, so we need to take a break in about a minute here, but I did mention that Amtrak ridership in Chicago is going up. Briefly, what is driving that rise in passengers?
I think again the whole convenience aspect of it. And if people are aware of where the trains go, I think that that is one thing that neither the state of Illinois nor Amtrak does that good of a job in explaining that. I think that there is some room for improvement there. But I think that that's one of the main reasons. People who ride the trains, as long as they're reliable, comfortable, then word of mouth will help grow the business. And I think that's exactly what's happened in Illinois.
All right, we are talking with Bob Johnston, who is a correspondent with Trains Magazine or Trains.com. If you want to join us today, 800-222-9455 is the number. That's 800-222-9455. We're talking about rail in Illinois, some of the improvements that have long been in the works and where they are. We'll get to that after the break. This is the 21st show. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
It's the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're talking about the state of rail transportation across Illinois as train ridership is actually going up in the Chicago area, and several projects are underway to bring rail services to downstate cities such as Rockford, Carbondale, and the Quad Cities, or I should say improve service in some of those cases. We're talking about this with Bob Johnston, correspondent for Trains Magazine. You can join us at 800-222-9455. Maybe you've traveled the rails, ridden the rails in Illinois. Let us know what your experience was like and what improvements you'd like to see. 800-222-9455 is the number. 800-222-9455. So, Bob, talk to me about the state of Illinois. If state officials want to capitalize on that ridership increase we were talking about, what sorts of things do you think they might consider doing?
Well, I think one of the things, although the Chicago-St. Louis route has five round trips right now, including the Texas Eagle, they could use more service. And to do that, you need to have more infrastructure. There are portions of that route that are single track right now. There is a interesting situation at Wilmington, Illinois, where there's a 8-mile stretch of single track, which even though the rebuilt bridge over the Kankakee River is double track, there's a single track segment south of there. So if they could clear that up, that would clear the way for more service, and I would submit that it would make sense, for example, to add a train from Bloomington Normal in the early morning that would actually get in by, let's say, 8:30. So that's one thing that can be done. There are other things. One of the routes that they're working on right now that is actually going to be run by Metra is adding service to Rockford. And they're starting out with 2 round trips using the Metra line to Elgin and then over a Union Pacific line that is now freight out to Rockford. So that's one of the other things that can be done. And they're actually working on that right now. I mean, that is supposed to be running by the by 2027. And we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That's always the question with these projects. The longer the deadline is, it always makes me a little skeptical as to whether they'll actually hit that target, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So, the Illinois General Assembly did pass a big transit bill, totaled $1.5 billion. A lot of the attention to that went toward, obviously, what's happening with the Chicago Transit Authority and the PACE, the bus service in the suburbs, and Metra. But what could that do? What could that legislation do for downstate rail service?
Well, it does. What it does is it blurs the line that has prevented regional rail service. It's been categorized as either commuter rail in the metropolitan Chicago area or intercity rail. Now, because the funding can be used for transit and intercity rail over the entire state, that is really a breakthrough. And I will point out that the states that have done very successful rail service that is basically integrated between metropolitan and rural areas, such as Virginia and California, have a steady stream of funding that also blurs that line between commuter and intercity service. And I think that is the real promise here. I think that the challenge is to make no little plans in terms of trying to increase frequencies. I think that is the number one issue that can be addressed. But it will take infrastructure funding, and that is where I think the promise lies in this new funding legislation.
It's interesting. Make no little plans, but I mean, is incremental improvements really the way things are going to happen here? Are the dreams of, you know, a truly European speed level train going, you know, Chicago, Champaign, Springfield, St. Louis, is that, you know, something for future generations to hope for?
Well, there is a high-speed rail commission that is that has been in session and has been studying that the high-speed train situation. And right now, that they are at least evaluating different routes. I have my own opinion about what they should be looking at to the exclusion of everything else, and which is, there is one major route out of Chicago that can make that happen, which is following the old Illinois Central route, which is completely grade separated right now, all the way from downtown Chicago to Homewood.
My dad was a conductor on that line. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, right. But again, one of the problems is, and if anybody's been following what the challenges are to the high-speed rail in California, the problem is eminent domain issues, where if you're going to build a high-speed train, you need fairly straight right-of-way. It has to be grade separated. And there are issues that California ran into, basically, by trying to run something through urban areas. And that's one of the reasons. There are a number of reasons why it has taken so long for them to get progress. But that is going to be a challenge in Illinois. But you have to look at the line of least resistance, and you have to think of a time frame, a horizon, which may be longer than everybody wants, but eventually it is an important investment that needs to be made. I mean, look at the interstate highway business. That structure from beginning in 1956, there were not as many issues. There were objections, obviously, to run these four-lane highways over large distances, but it's not insurmountable. But that's what it's going to take. And I think the biggest challenge now is to do as much planning as possible on the line of least resistance to get those routes up and get one running. And I would submit Chicago to Champaign, and then over to Springfield and St. Louis. I think it's doable. It's just going to take a lot of political will to make that happen.
Mm. All right, let's go to the phones at 800-222-9455. Sarah is calling from Champaign on line one. Sarah, thank you for calling in.
Hello. So I am calling because the train is one of my absolute favorite methods of travel. When I go to Chicago, I really like taking the train up there from Champaign, just because, as mentioned earlier, it's a nice, simple way of getting there without having to actually pay attention, and I can get other things done or just observe the scenery. And I used to live in Ireland. I lived there for about 4 months, 13 years ago. And in Ireland, it is so very interconnected by trains, which is absolutely amazing. It's easy to get from Dublin to almost anywhere on the island with a train ride. And then if you can't get directly to another town, you can hop on a short 30-minute ride bus and be anywhere you want on that island. I would really love to see that happen here in the United States across the continent. And specifically in Illinois, and I would like to see more routes or more schedules added from Champaign to Chicago specifically. The timetables would, I would like more options on the timetables.
Yeah, frequency is key. Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you sharing your experience in Ireland. Pete is calling from Carbondale on line two. Pete, thank you for calling in.
Hello, I am in a position this semester. I'm commuting weekly from Carbondale to Champaign, and it has been the greatest experience, and it's cost effective. It's, at least on my little route from Carbondale to Champaign, it's always on time. We always have no problems, and there's plenty of room. But it's funny that when I tell people my situation and when I tell them how inexpensive it is, because for one person, it is cheaper than gas to go that 170 miles, and they're amazed. So one thing I do think, and I think your guest talked about it, is they really, really need to market the convenience of this to professionals who are using it as a viable option to commute. I don't think there's enough marketing to show kind of how nice the train and the travel really is at times.
All right, Pete, thank you for calling in, sharing your experience from Carbondale to Champaign. One more caller online. So Pete thought it was cost effective. John is calling from Springfield on line three. And John, I know you're concerned about the increases in some of the prices you've seen, yeah?
Yeah, back in the 90s and the 80s, I used to take my whole family out to California from Galesburg to San Bernardino, which would be Chicago to St. Louis. And it was cheaper than airlines then, but now just even for a single person to go out there, it's way more expensive than flying out.
Interesting. So so it makes air travel a little more cost effective. All right, John, thank you for calling and sharing your perspective and everyone else who called in. Bob, I'll let you take that where you will. Maybe cost is one of the things we can talk about here.
Well, I will tell you that, yes, it is more expensive, and it can be expensive in Illinois, too, because of the lack of capacity that Amtrak has with its and the state of Illinois has with its equipment. And they use the same kind of pricing, yield management pricing that the airlines use. And as trains get crowded, they fill up and the rates go up. And the problem is that Amtrak will just keep raising the rates. It's especially expensive to take a sleeping car, for example, that your caller was talking about going out west on the California Zephyr or the Southwest Chief. And I think that the problem is that Amtrak needs more equipment. Earlier this year, they had a problem with a whole fleet of single-level coaches called the Horizon cars, and they had to take all of those cars out of service. And so that's one of the issues that's making travel more expensive. But I would also say that the other caller was talking about how you can go anywhere in Ireland. I think that Illinois can improve connectivity by using bus connections more than they do right now.
We have about a minute left maybe, or maybe even 30 seconds, if you just want to briefly make the pitch for the bus connection here in Illinois.
Well, for example, from Bloomington Normal, right there at that transportation center the city has put up, they could go to Peoria, various other towns, Jacksonville, Illinois, and there are other places. Another bus connection point is Champaign. So if there are more trains, then they could connect to buses going to many other places. I think that is the major growth opportunity in the state.
You can find Bob Johnston's work at trains.com or in Trains Magazine. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us today on the 21st Show.
Glad to be here. Thanks a lot.
And we're going to leave it there today. Thanks to everyone who called in and sent text messages. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.
Riding on the city of New Orleans. Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out at and the graveyards of the rusted automobile. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your neighbor.